Sports Central. Basketball.
The WNBL, as I mentioned with Larissa just before the 4 o'clock news, does tip off this week. The Melbourne Boomers looking to improve their season from last year. Guy Malloy is once again the head coach and he joins us on the line. G'day, Guy.
G'day, Brett. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you on. Do you feel like you get everything out of the off-season that you need? I mean, I always find it fascinating because the girls go off and play other basketball. They come together. Sometimes you might get an import that comes in late or you might get squad members that come in late. As a coach, do you feel like you've had enough time? Do you feel prepared, ready to go for round one?
Well, the old paradigm that you have a pre-season, an in-season and an off-season just doesn't exist, certainly not in basketball anyway. So many of our players play back-to-back seasons or go overseas or they've got national team duties. So it's kind of a perpetual 12-month in-season and you've got to find little windows to ramp things up or slow things down.
What's been the focus in your planning for this season to see the team improve?
We had a little bit more turnover than we thought we may have done, primarily through injury. Mm-hmm. And so we've actually got 6 new players into the team this year. And look, they all are exciting players and high quality. We've got no doubt about that. But I think just getting everybody on the same page, Brett, is really the task right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Just give us a bit of a feel for the squad. I mean, we do see in the WNBL there's often some change, whether it's players leaving the league or players just swapping clubs within the league. Give us a feel. And what did you try and target in the off-season?
Look, a couple of things primarily. We really needed to upgrade our front line. And we also have got a fantastic leader in Tess Madgen. Mm. But look, she needs some help out on the floor. So the two things we went after, we wanted to add some experience and leadership to the group. And we wanted to get a little bit more interior game. So 2 ex-Bulleen Boomers in Elise Penaluna and Alice Koenig were 2 of our really targeted recruits. And they've both returned to the Boomers Club, which is just fantastic for us. And then around those 2, we've added some very exciting young players, probably most notably Maddie Garrick from the Bendigo Spirit, who got herself on a national team tour to Europe earlier this year.
Yeah, the Elise Penaluna story, she's due for a bit of a change of luck. I mean, she's had some injuries the last few years. I think back to that the championship season, her and Liz Cambage, the 2 big talls. It was a pretty formidable sort of setup. She was due to go, I think, overseas and got injured. She hopefully can just really stay out on the court and play a nice full season for you.
Well, look, let's hope. I mean, she does deserve a turn for the better, and we were clearly very diligent and at first concerned that, does an injury history forecast that you've got an injury future? And look, none of the evidence suggested that. She's actually in great shape. We had a practice match last weekend against Dandenong where she couldn't suit up because she just had a little niggle in an Achilles, but it was just a grumpy soft tissue thing. It wasn't anything bad at all. So she's in terrific shape. And she's in really good form as well, and she'll be pivotal to us. And look, I just hope she has a great season to give her a good sense of what is still possible for her, because she's certainly an international level player.
Guy, obviously the change in the last 2 years from Bulleen to Melbourne, and there's been obviously a huge emphasis on broadening the supporter base and trying to get all the associations to link in with Melbourne and really build the support. You're playing at a great venue, the new State Basketball Centre out there at Knox. How's the club sort of developing as a whole?
It's really growing from strength to strength. And I think that the strategic move with the rename and the rebrand came at a good time because things were getting stale and old and financially probably heading to a place where things were unsustainable. So, look, the Bulleen Club is still a major or massive part of the Melbourne Boomers. There's no doubt about that. But the engagement by other clubs around the place, such as Nunawading Spectres, for example, has been really, really strong for us. Mm. And the rebrand has helped us find a whole new group of fans and young people, young talent as well. And so we think it's been a very exciting time.
You're on the road against Adelaide first. You've got Adelaide here first up, which is always good to start on your home court. They've had obviously a challenging period. At one stage, we thought they mightn't be in the WNBL this season, but a club with so much history and so much success, particularly back in the Jan Sterling days. What are you expecting first up from the Lightning?
Well, look, anything could happen there, I guess, Brett. But look, the approach for us never changes too much. I mean, we're definitely on a philosophy that what we do is most important. We can't control what the opposition does, so I never tend to worry about that too much.
Yeah.
So we'll go hard into this week of practice, fortunately back with our full team, and just try to get a little bit better this week. And if we're good with our stuff, then hopefully that's good enough for the game.
Good. Just one final one. I asked Larissa the same question just before 4 o'clock, just with some of the changes that Basketball Australia have made and putting in Paul Maley to, I suppose, put more emphasis on the WNBL as a competition. Have you spoken with Paul, the club, just in general about the direction of the league and where they're trying to take it over the next sort of 12 to 24 months?
Well, look, I know Paul quite well, and I'm sure that he is a terrific person to have in that role. And he's publicly come out and stated that the WNBL is the number two league in the world after the WNBA in the US. And I think that that's probably potentially a very accurate call. And so I think that their ambition is to make sure that the marketing and branding and appeal of the league gets out to a wider audience. And if they can deliver on that, then all the clubs are going to benefit from that.
Yeah, let's hope so, because it is a great league, a lot of good talent. When Lauren Jackson's in the country, we had Penny Taylor last year, all the good crop of young Australian players who are getting their chance at the Opals as well. The story needs to be told in a very positive way, and let's hope more people can go out and sample the WNBL, which I tend to spruik here, but for good reason, because it's good quality basketball and sport in general if you just love watching competitive sport. Guy, good luck. Nice to start at home. We'll certainly touch base throughout the season.
Well, look, thanks again, Brett, for having me on, and I just echo your comments there, because there are just so many fantastic role models for young female sports people, whether they're really into basketball, they're active players, or they've just got an interest in it. If they get down to a WNBL game, bring their parents along, I think they'll love the night's entertainment, and people would be very surprised by the high level of skill and athleticism on display.
No doubt. Good luck.
Thanks, Brett.